Secretary will call the roll.
Allen, Archuleta, Atkins, Bates, Bell, Borges, Bradford, Caballero, Chang, Daly, Dodd, DeRozzo, Galgiani, Gonzalez, Grove, Hertzberg, Hill, Hueso, Hurtado, Jones, Leyva, McGuire, Melendez, Mitchell, Monning, Morlock, Morrell, Nielsen, Pan, Portantino, Roth, Rubio, Skinner, Stern, Umberg, Wykowski, Wiener, Wilk.
A quorum is present. Members, today we have Senator Glaser and Senator Jackson participating remotely, so I want to welcome those senators. In fact, according to Wikipedia, today is Senator Glaser's 63rd birthday, so happy birthday, Senator Glaser.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Fortunately, it's not 64 because then I was going to have to sing the Beatles song, so I spared everybody. Okay, the senators will participate in discussion and debate, but will not be participating in the quorum call or on the vote on measures. At this time, would members and our guests beyond the rail and in the gallery please rise? We'll be led in prayer this afternoon by Senator Allen, after which, please remain standing, so we'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by the great senator from Napa County, Senator Dodd.
Members, this is a prayer of Etty Hillesum from her diaries of 1941 and 1943. She was killed in Auschwitz on November 30th, 1943. Dear God, these are anxious times. Tonight, for the first time, I lay in the dark with burning eyes as scene after scene of human suffering passed before me. I shall promise you one thing, God. Just one very small thing. I shall never burden my today with cares about my tomorrow, although that takes some practice. Each day is sufficient unto itself. I shall try to help you, God, to stop my strength ebbing away, although I cannot vouch for it in advance. But one thing is becoming increasingly clear to me, that you cannot help us, that we must help you to help ourselves, and that is all we can manage these days, and also all that really matters, that we safeguard that little piece of you, God, in ourselves, and perhaps in others as well. Alas, there doesn't seem to be much you yourself can do about our circumstances, about our lives. Neither do I hold you responsible. You cannot help us, but we must help you and defend your dwelling place inside us to the last. Amen.
Amen.
Members, please join me in the pledge to our flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
The flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, under God.
All right, senators, moving on. Privileges of the floor, there are none. Messages from the governor will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read. Reports of committee will be deemed read and amendments adopted. Moving now on to motions, resolutions, and notices. Up, Senator Hill.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move Joint Rule 62A be waived for the Labor and Public Employment Retirement Committee to hear Assembly Bill 323 on Tuesday, August 11th, 2020, without 4 days' notice in the Daily File.
Thank you, Senator Hill. Senator Jones. All right, so we have a motion from Senator Hill to waive the rules, and so he's asking for an aye. Who's that? Which one's the aye? And Senator Jones objected, so... Yeah, so Senator Hill's asking for the aye vote. Senator Jones, the no vote. Clerk, please call members.
Allen?
Aye.
Aye. Archuleta?
Aye.
Aye. Atkins? Aye. Bates? Bell? Aye. Borges? No. Bradford?
Aye.
Caballero? Aye. Chang? Daly? No. Dodd? Aye. DeRozzo?
Aye.
Galgiani? Gonzalez? Aye. Grove? Hertzberg? Aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hueso? Hurtado? Jones?
No.
Leyva?
Aye.
McGuire?
Aye.
Melendez? No. Mitchell?
Aye.
Monning?
Aye.
Morlock? No. Morrell? No. Nielsen? Pan?
Aye.
Portantino? Aye. Roth? Aye. Rubio? Aye. Skinner? Stern? Umberg?
Aye.
Aye. Wachowski?
Aye.
Wiener?
Aye.
Wilk?
Clerk, please call the absent members.
Bates? Chang? Galgiani? Grove? Hueso? Hurtado? Nielsen? Skinner? Stern? Wilk?
Ayes 22, no 6. The rule waiver is suspended. Yeah, joint rules are suspended. Continuing under motions and resolutions, members without objection, file item number 2 will be stricken from the file. Without objection, the Senate journals from August 3rd through August 8th, 2020 will be approved as corrected by the minute clerk. Way in the back, Senator Daly.
Thank you, Mr. President. Pursuant to Senate Rule number 28, I am making a motion to withdraw AB 1384 from the Senate Judiciary Committee to the Senate floor so that the full Senate can have a vigorous debate about the merits of COVID liability exemption protections for school districts, especially rural ones, to be able to reopen immediately.
Thank you, Senator Daly. Majority Leader.
The Majority Leader asks for a no vote.
Senator Jones.
Thank you, Mr. President. I rise in favor of the motion and ask for an aye vote.
All right. So Senator Daly's asked for an aye vote. And Senator Hertzberg, a no vote. Clerk, please call the roll.
Allen?
No.
Archuleta?
No.
Atkins? No. Bates? Bell? No. Borges? Aye. Bradford? Bradford, no. Caballero? No.
Bernie.
Chang. Aye. Daly.
Aye.
Aye. Dodd. No. DeRozzo. No. Galgiani. Gonzalez. No. Grove. Hertzberg. No. Hill. No. Hueso? Hurtado? No. Jones?
Aye.
Aye. Leyva?
No.
No. McGuire?
No.
No. Melendez?
Aye.
Aye. Mitchell? Monning?
No.
No. Morlock?
Aye.
Aye. Morrell?
Aye.
Aye. Nielsen? Pan?
No.
No. Portantino?
No.
No. Roth?
No.
No. Rubio? Skinner? Stern? Umberg?
No.
No. Wieckowski?
No.
No. Wiener? No. Wilk?
Aye.
Aye.
Clerk, please call the absent members.
Bates? Galgiani? Grove? Weso? Mitchell? Nielsen? Rubio? No. Skinner? Stern?
Ayes 8, noes 22, motion fails. Senator Dolley?
Thank you, Mr. President. At the appropriate time, I would like to be recognized to speak on condition of the file.
Okay. Thank you, sir, and we will do that. Now, first of all, we're going to move to gubernatorial appointments. So we have up items 1 and items number 3. And so for that, we're going to turn to the pro tem. Proceed when you care to.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to present on item number 1. File item 1 is the confirmation of Alva Johnson as the director of the California State Lottery. Prior to this appointment, Mr. Johnson was director of intergovernmental affairs for the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians. He also previously served as chief consultant for the Assembly Governmental Organization Committee. He was approved by our Senate Rules Committee on June 3rd. I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Secretary, please call the roll. Oh, is there somebody up? Oh, I'm sorry, Senator Chang did not see you. I apologize. Senator Chang.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members, I don't usually speak against appointments, and I support the governor's appointment candidates when the person is qualified. I respect the privilege of the governor's office in this process and believe our role as a co-equal branch should be cautious in tying up appointments. But colleagues, I cannot support this particular appointment. Last year, after reviewing the revenue numbers at the state lottery and their allocation to schools, it became clear to me that the numbers did not add up. Revenue skyrocketed for the lottery to historical levels, but revenues to schools remained flat. So I worked with the Joint Legislative Audit Committee to direct the state auditor to look into this issue. It turns out there are serious issues in various programs and protocols, and I won't take the time to outline all of those. But it became very clear that the lottery owes our students at least $36 million. That's money for supplies, teachers, and technology in our public schools, shortchanged by the lottery. Instead of recognizing what the state auditor uncovered and paying back our schools, state lottery attorneys under Mr. Johnson's leadership found excuses and kept the money and then turned around and hired even more staff attorneys and in-house audit professionals. And now our schools won't see those funds, and they will continue to get shortchanged until there are serious changes. I'd like to thank the members of the Rules Committee for the robust conversation on this appointment, and some members did acknowledge that changes might need to be made. I look forward to that conversation and work. I understand Mr. Johnson has a long, respectable career before his time at the lottery, and many will look to that as you cast your vote. I acknowledge that, but based on these recent developments, I will be laying off this appointment today.
Thank you, Senator Chang. Senator Mitchell.
Thank you very much. I just wanted to stand and voice my support for Mr. Johnson, who, as my colleague says, does have a long, distinguished career in state service and in the legislature. You know, the lottery has, for a number of years, had many challenges, and the legislature has challenge them in terms of making sure they are doing what's right from the perspective of the voters in terms of directing as much money as possible to schools. I think Mr. Johnson and his new leadership there will lead us in the right direction, and don't think he should be held accountable for past shortcomings of the lottery and perhaps past directors. So I will proudly be casting my vote in support of Mr. Johnson's confirmation today.
Thank you, Senator Mitchell. Senator Bradford.
Thank you, Mr. President. I, too, want to stand in strong support of Mr. Johnson, someone that I've known for numerous years, has been a professional in all aspects of his career, an individual who's very willing to engage and is just accountable. And to lay this burden of the mismanagement of the lottery or whatever is perceived to be mismanagement on his door as a newly appointed director, I think, is unfair. And we've all voiced concerns over the years over the lotto. So I think Mr. Johnson's the right leader at the right time to move the California lottery in the right direction. So I strongly ask for a high vote.
Thank you, Senator Bradford. Seeing no other, Senator Jones.
Sorry, Mr. President. I just wanted to rise in agreement with comments from our colleague from Diamond Bar, and then also the other comments from all of our colleagues this morning acknowledging the challenges with the lottery. And maybe it's time for this legislature and the governor to think about unwinding the lottery, undoing it, and closing it down forever. Thank you, Mr. President.
All right. Thank you, Senator Jones. Seeing no other mics up, Madam Pro Tem, do you want to close?
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to. I appreciate the comments of my colleagues. I would reiterate a couple of things. One, there really was a robust and extensive conversation at the Rules Committee as it relates to a number of issues. I would say, in terms of the discussion and the audit, there is a dispute over the methodology of how to account for these dollars. That is something the controller has brought up. That is something the auditor obviously put out. There is a new study underway. Obviously, there are issues that we as a legislature need to continue to look at, oversee, hold accountable. At the same time, I would say that Mr. Johnson is the new director being appointed by the governor. He also spoke to a number of issues that we have seen displayed publicly about the culture of that department, the morale of the staff, and I think that Mr. Johnson actually responded quite well to those comments, the concerns, and while I understand the votes of my colleagues, I feel very comfortable with the presentation that he made, the responses he gave to us, and there may be work that we need to do as a legislature as it relates to some of these issues, particularly if we get the information related to the new study. But today, I would stand by the vote of the Rules Committee and ask for your aye vote today for Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Madam Pro Tem. With that, Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen?
Aye.
Aye. Archuleta?
Aye.
Aye. Atkins?
Aye.
Aye. Bates? Bell?
Aye.
Aye. Borges? Bradford?
Aye.
Caballero? Aye. Chang? Daly? Dodd? Aye. DeRozzo?
Aye.
Galgiani? Gonzalez? Aye. Grove? Hertzberg?
Aye.
Hill?
Aye.
Hueso? Hurtado?
Aye.
Jones? No. Leyva?
Aye.
McGuire?
Aye.
Aye. Melendez? Mitchell?
Aye.
Aye. Monning?
Aye.
Aye. Morlock? Morrell? Nielsen? Pan?
Aye.
Aye. Portantino?
Aye.
Aye. Roth?
Aye.
Aye. Rubio? Aye. Skinner? Stern? Umberg?
Aye.
Wachowski?
Aye.
Wiener?
Aye.
Wilk?
Secretary, please call the absent members.
Bates? Borges, Chang, Daly, Galgiani, Grove, Hueso, Melendez, Morlock, Morrell, Nielsen, Skinner, Stern, Wilk.
Ayes 23, noes 1. The appointment is confirmed. Now moving on to file item number 3, Madam Pro Tem.
Thank you, Mr. President. File item number 3 is the confirmation of Mr. Douglas Parker as Division Chief for Occupational Safety and Health at the Labor and Workforce Development Agency. Prior to this appointment, Mr. Parker served as the Executive Director of WorkSafe, a nonprofit organization focused on worker health and safety and support for legal aid programs serving low-wage and immigrant workers. He was approved by the Rules Committee on June 17th. I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you, Madam Pro Tem. Any discussion or debate? Senator Morlock.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm just curious. I'm just curious if the Labor and Workforce Development Agency oversees the implementation of AB 5, at least for those that haven't been carved out.
Do you want to address that at all, Madam Pro Tem?
Well, thank you. I don't recall that coming up as part of the conversation at Rules, but he is the division chief for OSHA, Occupational Safety and Health. So as anything would relate, I would think it would more be the labor, the head of the labor division and department, the secretary, that would oversee and dictate that. I can't say more than that, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. President. I wasn't quite sure myself, and I just thought I'd ask. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Senator Morlock. Seeing no further discussion or debate, Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Allen?
Aye.
Aye. Archuleta?
Aye.
Aye. Atkins?
Aye.
Bates? Bell?
Aye.
Aye. Borges? Bradford?
Aye.
Aye. Caballero?
Aye.
Chang? Daly? Dodd?
Aye.
Durazzo?
Aye.
Aye. Galgiani? Gonzalez?
Aye.
Grove? Hertzberg?
Aye.
Aye. Hill?
Aye.
Aye. Hueso? Hurtado?
Aye.
Jones? Leyva?
Aye.
Aye. McGuire?
Aye.
Melendez?
No.
Mitchell?
Aye.
Monning?
Aye.
Morlock? Morrell?
No.
No. Nielsen? Pan?
Aye.
Portantino?
Aye.
Roth?
Aye.
Rubio?
Aye.
Skinner? Stern? Umberg?
Aye.
Wachowski?
Aye.
Wiener?
Aye.
Wilk?
Secretary, please call the absent members.
Bates, Borges, Chang, Daly, Galgiani, Grove, Hueso, Jones, Morlock, Nielsen, Skinner, Stern, Wilk.
Ayes 23, noes 2. The appointment is confirmed. Mr. Daly, for what purpose do you rise?
Under condition of the file, Mr.
You may
President.
Proceed.
Thank you. Earlier I brought up 1384. I want to share with you rural schools. Schools would have opened last week in the rural areas of California. And because they don't have internet, they can't distance learn. These schools would be able to have their children in those schools if there was a waiver for the liability under COVID. That's the reason I asked for this bill to be brought to the floor. I respectfully request that so that we can get our kids back to learning, Mr. President. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Daly. With that, moving on to committee announcements, Senator Archuleta.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to inform the senators that we're having the meeting for the military veterans hearing at 2:40, and that will be in room 4203 at 2:40. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Senator Pan.
Trying to, oh, there you go. Okay, I was wondering. Yes, the Senate Committee on Health will be holding its hearing after the conclusion of the Veterans Affairs Committee, but here in the Senate chamber. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I know there's an Ag Committee as well, but I do not see Senator Gilgiani. Can somebody? All right, quick pause.
It's up on adjournment of Ag. Veterans. It's on adjournment right. of Veterans Affairs, 4203.
So Agriculture Committee will meet following Veterans Affair in room 4203. And now with all that, if there are no other business, Senator Atkins, the desk is clear.
Mr. President, thank you so much. Good luck to all my colleagues this week as we continue the critical business of our state. The next floor session will be this Thursday, August 13th, at 2020 at 9 a.m. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. To repeat, the Senate will be in recess until all legislative business is received at the desk, and we will reconvene this coming Thursday at 9 a.m. Thank you, members.